The coronavirus crisis has impacted many aspects of life on the Central and South Coast, but perhaps one of the most dramatic is on air travel. Santa Barbara Airport came off the biggest year in its history in 2019, handling nearly a million passengers. In February of this year, 43,000 people used the airport. But listen to this. With the month ending today, Deanna Zacherson with the airport says they'll have just 1,500 passengers in April.
It is very quiet at the airport, and it's very quiet at any airport. Air traffic nationwide is down around 95-96%.
The situation is just as bleak on the Central Coast. Kevin Buman, the director of airports overseeing San Luis Obispo County Regional Airport, says they're only seeing 50 to 80 passengers a day.
Airports and airlines around the country and throughout the world, while we may have thought about a pandemic from time to time, I think anything we've experienced here in the last many weeks has been well beyond the imagination of what anyone within this industry could have seen happening, both in terms of its severity and ultimately what its duration is going to be.
One airline which served both Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo, Contour Airlines, has completely shut down service. Other carriers like United, American, and Alaska have drastically reduced or modified schedules. Buman gives some examples.
We've got service to both San Diego and Las Vegas that's been suspended. The launch of the Portland service, which was supposed to happen in June, has been deferred until the fall. LA is also suspended right now as well. That was a recent change. So all our other routes, we still have about a flight per day. Phoenix has gone to 5 flights a week.
But air travel is considered essential service. So even though the region's airports and airports around the country are largely empty, they're still open.
The important thing is that the system needs to be operating, even if it's at a minimal level, because it's, you know, it's an important part of our national infrastructure. There's always going to be certain necessities of flight. There are folks that need to fly for family reasons, and the carriers are still providing service to most all of the destinations that we serve. It's just fewer departures and, in some cases, smaller aircraft.
Deanna Zacherson with Santa Barbara Airport says it's a tough situation. Commercial airport operations around the country aren't funded by tax dollars. They have to be self-sustaining.
Whether they're part of a city government or a regional government, a county government, they are still required by federal law to be self-sustaining because we don't receive tax dollars. We have to make our own money. The majority of those revenues are driven by passengers. About 60% of our budget either comes from passenger facility fees. Everyone pays a fee on the price of their ticket that goes to the airport. Revenues from parking, rental cars, buying a meal at the airport. So, you know, when the passengers dry up, the revenues dry up too.
As part of the federal government's relief funding, the nation's airports are getting $10 billion to stay in business. San Luis Obispo County Regional Airport will get $20 million, Santa Barbara Airport $9.5 million, and Santa Maria Airport $1.1 million.
The CARES Act, and this is different than after 9/11, where the airlines did receive some help, but airports had to make it on their own. This time, Congress recognized that airports also were going to be struggling from the loss of passengers. So Santa Barbara, like airports around the country, received a grant to try to help support our debt service, which is basically, you know, a mortgage. We have a mortgage on our terminal just like most people do on their house. So we need to pay that. And then beyond that, of course, we need to keep the facility operating.
Santa Barbara Airport has more than 60 employees and a $22 million annual budget. Zacherson talks about the prospects for recovery.
There really isn't anyone who is thinking that the light switch is just going to be flipped right back on. It's going to be coming on more slowly, more like a dimmer switch, dependent on a couple of things. One is the state of the economy, and two, just the amount of confidence that people have in flying. People obviously need to feel like they're going to be safe.
The timing for the region's busiest airports couldn't be much worse. Both the Santa Barbara and San Luis airports have long sought an expensive new state-of-the-art terminals. And both airports had the most extensive airline service in their histories, with nonstop flights to cities like Las Vegas, Seattle, Dallas, and Chicago. But here's a sign of the times. A 125-passenger jet arriving in Santa Barbara the other day had just 17 people on board. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.